Chapter 27. I had just sat down at my desk again when the doorbell rang. I went to answer it and saw there was a letter in the letterbox. I took it out, but as I did so, the bell rang again. So I put the letter in my pocket and opened the front door. It was Colonel Melchett.
"Hello, Clement. I'm on my way home from town. Thought I'd just say hello and see if you could give me a drink."
"I'd be happy to. Come into the study." Melchett followed me there, and I went and got a bottle of wine and two glasses.
"I've got one bit of news for you, Clement. You know that letter that Prothero was writing when he was killed?"
"Yes."
"We got an expert to look at it, to say whether the 620 was written by someone else. And, of course, we sent him examples of Prothero's writing.
And do you know the result?
That letter was never written by Prothero at all. They still think the 620 was written by someone else, but they're not sure."
"Really? Miss Marple said this evening that the note was all wrong."
We looked at each other. Then the telephone rang. I went over and answered it.
"I want to confess,"
a high, nervous voice screamed at me.
"I want to confess."
Then the line went dead. I put the phone down and turned to Melchett.
"You once said that you would go mad if anyone else confessed to the crime."
"Yes."
"That was someone who wanted to confess, and we were cut off."
Melchett rushed to the telephone.
"I'll speak to the operator."
"Do," I said. "I'm going out."
I think I recognized that voice.